Across Puerto Rico, community-based groups have transformed into de facto disaster relief brigades. Instead of focusing on things like education, the environment, or women's rights, they've shifted attention to their community's most basic needs. 1 month after the hurricane hit there, a fund here called the Massachusetts United for Puerto Rico Fund has raised almost $2 million. Much of that money will go to those community groups turned into relief agencies. WBUR's Simone Rios, recently back from Puerto Rico, traveled across the island to report on the challenges facing those groups.
Percussive plena beats ring out of the entrance of a cement church in the neighborhood of Buena Vista in San Juan. In contrast to the high-rise apartment buildings along the ocean, this and seven other neighborhoods were built along a tidal channel that divides San Juan. 26,000 people live along the Caño Martín Peña, one of the most densely populated areas in San Juan, and everyone here was affected by Hurricane Maria. Carmen Osorio lost her roof and almost everything she owns.
We had never gone through such a terrible situation. We've had storms in the past, but not as strong. I wasn't expecting everything to be destroyed.
Local volunteers fixed the frame on Osorio's roof so they can install a tarp she received from the group Proyecto Enlace. It's an alliance of community groups comprising the eight neighborhoods along the waterway that cuts through San Juan. The group's focus is on environmental restoration and poverty, but these days they're patrolling the neighborhoods and helping wherever they can. For those without roofs, tarps are in high demand.
Let's see if we'll be able to fix this house. If we can, we can. And if not, we have to continue living with what God sends us.
Osorio lived on the second floor of a two-story house. The upstairs was made of wood and thrashed by the hurricane. The downstairs is made of concrete and remains intact, and that's where Osorio is staying. She's eager to rebuild her home, this time out of cement, but that's expensive. She's unemployed and she's a widow, and so a lot will depend on what help she can get from FEMA. Mario Núñez is a community leader with Proyecto Enlace, which is receiving government funds and is helping people access FEMA resources. But is it possible to continue focusing on the group's larger goal of sustainable development? Núñez says he doesn't know, but he's trying.
To not lose our focus on the work we do, I can't tell you whether or not it's possible, but I can tell you that we are doing it from day to day.
Núñez feels his group has no choice but to do crisis work, but he wants the government to step in and take over.
The state has a responsibility here. As a community organization, as a nonprofit, we don't want to take over the responsibilities of the state.
The southeast of Puerto Rico is where Hurricane Maria first made landfall. In the coastal town of Punta Santiago, the houses, the utility poles, the gas stations, the vegetation, all of it was battered, not just by wind, but by major flooding as well. Several dozen volunteers hold hands and form a prayer circle before heading out into Punta Santiago. Marini Vasquez Maldonado of the medical group IMA San Pablo says there was news of hunger in Punta Santiago.
You see the pettiness of politicians and you see services not arriving? I'm worried that while we're out here tripping over one another, people are dying of starvation. One person here lost his legs because he was cut by a metal sheet. And help didn't arrive in time.
That lack of coordination is another problem facing relief groups. In Punta Santiago, these healthcare workers are taking direction from another nonprofit called PESES. Everybody in Punta Santiago knows PESES, which operates a school and employs about 100 people. PESES has also suspended its normal work to focus on the recovery. Pedro Morales Oquendo stands on the beach in front of the ruins of a dock where the town's fishermen would set out for sea. The force of the ocean was so great, it pried the planks from the dock and deposited them throughout the town. Morales is a vice president at PESES. He says the government needs to do more to help Punta Santiago, and to do so, they need to seek guidance from groups based in the communities.
Nonprofits like ours, we know where the houses are, which are the ones that lost everything, which are the ones that lost their roofs, where the bedridden people are. We can bring help directly to them. The government can't do that.
And Morales says help is urgently needed if Puerto Rico is to avert another crisis that looms over the island.
If we don't lift up Punta Santiago, and you can see this is an area with a lot of businesses, is going to be an exodus of the population to the United States.
To the east of San Juan is the municipality of Loíza, where a women's empowerment group called Taller Salud is doing disaster relief. The headquarters has become a warehouse, stocked with essentials from food and hygienic products to over-the-counter medicines. Inside a community center in the town of Piñones, an oasis from the wreckage. Taller Salud brought in a team to Loíza to offer acupuncture and massage therapy. People enter the room with so much stress you can smell it, and they exit with an air of tranquility.
I feel good. I was feeling pain that I no longer feel. And the truth is, the acupuncture works.
María San Miguel is a volunteer for Taller Salud. She lost her house when the hurricane hit Piñones. She's dealing with arthritis and painful swelling in her arm. She's missed meals, and the last time she had bottled water was more than 4 days ago. But she says helping her neighbors gives her energy.
The people of the community are the ones who are dealing with this, giving our help to other people so we can continue forward. I passed through the hurricane and lost my house, but I feel satisfied helping other people who also lost theirs.
Residents like María San Miguel watch as government and international aid groups pass through, offering a bit of help before moving on. But Taller Salud is part of Loíza, and even though it's new to this kind of work, the group has no plans of leaving. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.